Welcome to the Catholic Truth Podcast, where we teach and preach the truth of the Catholic faith without compromise and without apology. We want to give you high energy and non-boring Catholicism, where anyone at any time can come to know exactly what the Catholic Church teaches and why. We do apologetics, spirituality, other religions, our culture, and more. Most of all, we want to inspire you, inform you, and help you to know, love, and live your Catholic faith with purpose and passion. We are Catholic Truth. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Catholic Truth Podcast. I am your host, Brian Mercier, and I am super excited to be here with you today, for I have huge news. The Planned Parenthood in New York, which is one of the largest in the country, has recently disavowed their own founder, Margaret Sanger, as a racist and a crazy person, a eugenist. And for those who do not know what eugenics is, it's the search for the master race, exactly what Hitler believed. And we're going to show you in this podcast all of the dirt on Margaret Sanger. We're going to show you how she and Hitler had the exact same ideology, how they believed the exact same things, and they wanted the exact same goal. We're going to give you quotes from Margaret Sanger herself so you don't think that we're just making this up. We're going to show you from her own words that she wanted to create, quote, Superman, and she did this through birth control, segregation, and forced sterilizations. And only now Planned Parenthood is finally saying, oh, this lady's crazy. Oh, this lady wanted to murder many people, especially black people. And so we need to get rid of her from our organization. And so they have taken steps to do that. It comes from after 350 current and former staffers at a Manhattan clinic, as well as 800 donors, supporters, and volunteers all called Margaret Sanger a, quote, racist white woman. And in an open letter to Planned Parenthood, the greater New York area criticized the organization as steeped in white supremacy. And it's no secret that Margaret Sanger was a eugenist. It was no secret that she did speak to the ladies part of the KKK and many other things which we're going to get into in this program. But they finally said this, quote, the removal of Margaret Sanger's name from our building is both necessary and overdue step to reckon with our legacy and acknowledge Planned Parenthood's contributions to historical reproductive harm within communities of color, says Karen Seltzer, the chair of the New York Affiliates Board. Okay, so apparently racism is bad. Newsflash, folks, racism is bad. And for about 100 years now, Planned Parenthood has had Margaret Sanger on their own website as an admitted eugenist, someone who's looking for the master race, which we'll talk about more in a second, weeding out the weak of society, weeding out the weak races, and refusing to let them breed while allowing people who are rich, successful, pretty, handsome, and successful in life, allowing them to have lots of kids. If you don't know, that's what the purpose of birth control was in the first place. It was to keep people from breeding. And not just any people, but stupid people, imbeciles, morons, and these are her own words, uneducated people, people who are alcoholics, had diseases, and uneducated races like blacks. And only now they're starting to see, and people in Planned Parenthood are saying, oh, she was a racist. You know, she had problems with race. But apparently, murdering thousands of kids daily in the womb isn't bad. Okay, at least it's a step in the right direction. You know, racism is bad. Everybody knows that. But we still have a problem that Planned Parenthood is okay with killing thousands of people daily in the womb, little innocent babies, the majority of which are black. Listen to this. This is going to blow you away. According to an anti-police brutality organization, the Malcolm X Grassroots Movement, 313 blacks were killed by police, security guards, and vigilantes in 2013. But in 2010, which is one of the most recent years for statistics that we have available, 138,539 black babies were aborted. So to sum that up, in 2013, 113 people were killed by police, security guards, or vigilantes. 313 black people were killed versus 138,000 black babies being aborted, and nobody says a peep. Nobody blinks an eye. Where is the outrage in the black community about that? And of course, many black people are speaking out on this, and they're being told to shut up about it, but the reality is they're speaking up. Like Alveda King, who is the niece, I believe, of Martin Luther King Jr., and she speaks out loudly about this and says it's an abomination against black people, which it is. The CDC likewise reports that in 2010, a staggering 765,651 abortions were performed just in the United States. Black women continue to have the highest rate of abortion of any ethnic group, with a gruesome 483 abortions for every 1,000 live births. That is nearly one black baby in three who are killed in the womb. We're talking about New York City today, and New York City's own Department of Health reported that in 2012, more black babies were aborted than born. There were 31,328 babies that were aborted and only 24,758 that were born. That's 55.9% of black babies killed before birth, folks. That's almost 60%. And blacks represent 42% of all abortions. So that's crazy. The majority of black people are being aborted. They're being killed. And again, nobody's blinking an eye. Nobody's batting an eye. Nobody's saying anything. Where is the outrage on this? If racism is bad and Black Lives Matter, then where is the outrage? And there should be, not only just for black lives, of course, for all lives. All babies in the womb should be fought for, since they don't have a voice to speak for themselves, and we speak up for the voiceless. But we're talking today about New York City coming out and saying that their founder was a racist, and of course we're going to talk about where she learned that in a minute. But you also have New York City, like 8 years ago, saying that more black babies are killed than born, and that is a tragedy. And that's why they are saying that Sanger tried to get black people involved to push the agenda to keep black people from breeding. And she says in a letter to Clarence Gable in 1939, quote, "We do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. And the minister is the man who can straighten the idea out for us if ever occurs to any more of the rebellious members." That's why 80% of all abortion clinics are in walking distance from black neighborhoods, because she wanted to keep them from breeding. And not just them, but all of the unfit. So let's back up a second and look at this woman. The woman who has been idolized by women around the world, who has been idolized by celebrities, who has been idolized by Planned Parenthood, is now finally being disavowed by one of the largest clinics in the world. And that is the Manhattan branch in New York. And I think others are going to follow suit as well. They're taking down her statue, they're taking her name off the building, and this is big news. So who is this woman, Margaret Sanger? Let's look at her. Everybody from Alaska to Timbuktu knows that Adolf Hitler was an evil man who performed horrific atrocities in the attempt to create a master race. To this end, I don't know if you know this or not, you've probably never heard this aspect of it. Everybody knows he kills 10 million people, 6 million Jews, 1 million Catholics, 1 million gypsies, but most people don't know that under the guise of euthanasia, Hitler actually killed 300,000 people who were physically or mentally disabled, weak, alcoholic, elderly, and who had diseases, all because they were unfit. And what most people don't know is that Margaret Sanger tried to do the exact same thing. She subscribed to the same exact worldview. I mean, the world's right to condemn the Nazis for their worldview of eugenics, and their right to condemn the Nazis for killing innocent people and people who were they deemed unfit to live and inferior. But the founder of Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, who's finally being disavowed by one Planned Parenthood in the country, held the exact same ideas and beliefs as Hitler did. And this is how Planned Parenthood started in the first place. It wasn't called Planned Parenthood at first. It was called the Birth Control League, and it was later changed to Planned Parenthood. Margaret Sanger's aim for population control and race perfection is absolutely undeniable. You can see her own words everywhere through her own writings, many of which we're going to be quoting in a few minutes. But they can be summed up in her quote that says this, quote, "More children from the fit and less from the unfit. That is the chief aim of birth control," unquote. And that, of course, came from her Birth Control Review magazine. Sanger often placed that goal at the top of her birth control magazine, and sometimes the subtitles were honestly just as crazy and chilling as the actual titles, such as, quote, "Birth Control, to create a race of thoroughbreds." Her ultimate goal, she said, was, quote, "to create Superman. Superman is the aim of birth control," unquote. So, I mean, there's no mistaking that if you actually study the life of Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood, that she had the same ideology as Adolf Hitler did, because they both learned their eugenics and their race perfection ideology from the same people in England. In her book, The Pivot of Civilization, Sanger herself says this, quote, "Birth control is the pivot of civilization. Birth control, which has been criticized as negative and destructive, is really the greatest and most truly eugenic method. And its adoption as part of the program of eugenics would immediately give a concrete and realistic power to that science. As a matter of fact, birth control has been accepted by the most clear-thinking eugenists as the most constructive and necessary means to racial health," unquote. Those clear-minded eugenists that Sanger is talking about here, she's speaking of some of the most racist, white supremacist whack jobs in the world. Margaret Sanger would meet these people in England after she walked out on her husband and two children, after she became an incredible radical, a radical feminist. She ended up having an affair with a sexologist named Havelock Ellis, who published on race and birth control. The basic premise is that the white race would lose the fertility battle with inferior races. It caused so much fear among white people that there was a race among fertility. Whoever could breed more would win the population race and take over the world. And it caused fear among white people that other races like blacks or indigenous people were going to breed more and win the fertility battles. And so, I mean, it's so much so that President Roosevelt himself warned against this, quote, "race suicide" for people, white people, to use contraception. They were saying white people should not be using contraception because it's going to lose the race battle. It's only for those lesser races. And here we are championing birth control. We're championing the freedom of contraception. And what a wonderful invention it is, when it was a racist, it was a eugenic method of birth control from the beginning, to keep the weak out and to keep the strong in, mostly white people who were seen as a higher race. In England, Sanger actually ran into a man named Lothrop Stoddard, who is one of the most extreme people. He wrote a book called The Rising Tide of Color Against White World Supremacy, where he lamented the fact that color people were breeding and immigrating to predominantly white nations. Margaret Sanger liked this man so much that she invited him to be on the board of Planned Parenthood, the board of directors. Simultaneously, Hitler was so inspired by this man's work that he made Stoddard's book mandatory reading throughout German schools. I mean, we are talking about Sanger and Hitler using the same people for their same cause. She also met a man named Harry Laughlin, who was another eugenist. He was responsible for teaching Nazis many of their beliefs and also was on the board of Planned Parenthood. Thomas Malthus is one of the most foremost leaders in the eugenics movement. And Malthus himself, Sanger was one of his biggest followers. He believed that all the poor, sick, diseased, and racially inferior should be left to die or should be helped toward death for the good of society. Now, these are the people that Margaret Sanger learned from. She grew with. They taught her. This is where her worldview for birth control came from. We talked about earlier how Hitler sterilized and put in concentration camps 300,000 people who are alcoholic, infirmed, diseased. He got this from Malthus and from the other people we're talking about here. Hitler didn't always believe this. He learned it from the same people that Margaret Sanger learned it from. And Sanger herself wanted to put 15 to 20 million Americans on concentration camp farms and keep them there forever until they were sterilized and couldn't reproduce and became a part of society. She wanted to put criminals there, prostitutes, uneducated people, illiterates, paupers, fiends, and many other people who were just considered stupid and unintelligent. Again, these are her own words. We're not making these up. And you can check out our blog posts on thecatholictruth.org to see all the quotes for yourself if you want. We cite all of our sources. But the bottom line is that she believed in the same things that Hitler did, but she did it in a different way. This is a woman who may have been innocent in her early life, but after her mother died, she blamed it on having too many children, and she went crazy. She went radically feminist, and she wanted to get birth control out there, maybe to help women and protect them initially. But the reality, as she says, is that over time, she realized that birth control could be used for population control and to prevent people from breeding and to help certain people to breed in their place so that, like thoroughbred dogs, you could create a perfect race. Listen to exactly what she says on this from her book, Woman and the New Race, where she outlines three possible options for helping evolution take its course. And this is what eugenics is based off. It's based off of Darwin's evolution, if you didn't know. They figure, you know, survival of the fittest, and if you apply that to the human race, just let the fit move on and leave the rest behind so we can evolve as a human race. So her options were, number one, the brutish method of war, which was Hitler's option and not her personal favorite. Option number two, to just let the quote defectives and quote stupid people die out by allowing their diseases and other natural remedies to take their toll. Just let them die. This is one of the reasons why Margaret Sanger abhorred the Catholic Church and her charities, because we help people. We keep, quote, defectives alive. We see the inherent beauty and dignity in all life, and she hated that and fiercely disagreed with it. And the third option was by using birth control, sterilization, and segregation, which she called the more, quote, sane and civilized, unquote, approach to racial superiority. This is crazy. Again, listen to what Sanger in her own words says. This is the person who's been idolized. Listen to what she says. Quote, the most urgent problem we have today is how to limit and discourage the overfertility of the mentally and physically defective. Possible drastic and maybe even Spartan methods should be forced upon the American society if it continues complacently to encourage the chance of chaotic breeding that has resulted from our stupid and cruel sentimentalism. She goes on to say, quote, the emergency problem of segregation and sterilization must be faced immediately. Every feeble-minded girl or woman of the hereditary type, meaning they don't come from good genes or a good race, especially, she says, from the moron class, they should be segregated during their reproductive period. Otherwise, she is almost certain to bear imbecile children who, in turn, are just as certain to breed other defectives. The male defectives are no less dangerous. Segregation carried out for one or two generations would certainly give us only partial control of the problem. When we realize that each feeble-minded person is a potential source of endless progeny and defect, we prefer the policy of immediate sterilization, making sure that parenthood is absolutely prohibited to the feeble-minded. Wow. Talk about dictatorship and no free will. This is scary stuff, people. This sounds very much like the Third Reich in Nazi Germany. And we wonder why people have been saying for decades upon decades that Margaret Sanger was a crazy eugenist. Listen in contrast to what the Catholic Church actually says regarding, quote, unfit and, quote, stupid people of society. Quote, even if some little angels in the flesh, through the physical and mental deformities of their parents, may appear in human eyes to be hideous, misshapen, a blot on civilized society, we must not lose sight of this Christian thought that underneath and within such visible malformation lives an immortal soul to be saved and glorified for all eternity among the blessed in heaven. heaven. I mean, the difference between Margaret Sanger and the Catholic Church, between the Catholic Church and Planned Parenthood, is night and day. God and the devil. Good and evil. Obviously, Sanger's main enemy was the Catholic Church because we stand for the dignity of all human life and the weakest among us. That's why I'm saying here that it is a good step that the Manhattan Planned Parenthood Clinic has taken steps to call Margaret Sanger a racist and a eugenist. Although, to be fair, Margaret Sanger wasn't necessarily racist against black people. She was racist against all races. And what that means is she was against white trash as well. She was against all races promoting people to have sex and to have kids and to keep their progeny going who didn't deserve to. It wasn't just black people. It's just that she considered the black people, along with other races as well, to be more uneducated than most other classes. And she would, of course, contrast that with white people, which could definitely be seen as racist, but she was against uneducated white people, diseased white people, moron white people as well. She just saw more of it in the black community, and she said that the black people, they weren't trustworthy to have kids because they just did it foolishly, and they had so many, even though they couldn't afford them, that they needed to be stopped, and we needed to teach them how to do it. So it wasn't just about race for her. It was about many, many, many things. It was really about eugenics and the black people she saw as one of the biggest problems. She wasn't just against black people. She was against inferior people in all races breeding. Margaret Sanger just was a very, very confused and even, I would say, evil woman. Sure, she championed causes for women, as people will say. But what women? Not all women, only some women. Women that were deemed to be fit. Women that were deemed to pass on the progeny. She wanted to take away 15 to 20 million people's free will and force them to do things against their will, such as being segregated on farms or taking away their ability to procreate and things like that. So not all women she secured rights for. Only those who are physically, intellectually, and socially healthy would have the rights. Humans who were intellectually slow, physically disabled, or carried bad hereditary genes should be removed from society like weeds. That was her philosophy. This is the woman we've been condemning for a generation, probably generations, and Planned Parenthood is finally coming around to the problem. But they don't see the bigger problem is that they, as I said at the beginning of the show, they're condemning racism all while condoning murder. Murder of hundreds of thousands of babies, innocent lives who have no voice to speak for themselves a year, and they justify the murder, just as they've justified Margaret Sanger being a eugenist for generations. So Margaret Sanger, in all of this, after she returned from England to the United States, she was on one mission and one mission only, and that was race perfection. And to this end, she started her organization called the Birth Control League, which later became Planned Parenthood. And the goal, as she said, of this was to remove the weak and pathetic humans from society. All the stupid people, feeble-minded, sick and diseased, alcoholics, elderly, racially inferior, all of this would be done through birth control, segregation, and sterilization. In fact, most people don't know this, but her views and those of her peers contributed to the compulsory sterilization laws in 30 U.S. states for a while, which resulted in more than 60,000 sterilizations of vulnerable people, including people that she thought were idiots and morons. And this is her legacy. This is terrible, and it's no wonder they want to rip down her statues. It's no wonder they want to take her name off Planned Parenthood, and it's no wonder Planned Parenthood wants to remove her from the legacy. They want to remove her from their website. My question is, why has it taken so long? Most people don't know that she spoke to the KKK, and she said that the meeting was great, and it's going to open up doors for her to speak to other people who share the same ideas. It's no wonder that they are disavowing her. Ever since Roe versus Wade in 1973, there have been over 50 million abortions. This is the legacy of Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood. 50 million innocent babies created by God and given a soul by God, destroyed and killed in cold blood. People hate violence. People hate injustice. They cry about gun violence. They cry about what happened to George Floyd, rightly so. They cry about all of the injustices that are happening in this country. They cry about the 40,000 people that have died from guns last year, and they overlook the 4,000 people that die in the womb every single day through abortion. 4,000. We're talking about 1.2 million innocent children, generations and generations of children being wiped out. We are just so brainwashed by Planned Parenthood today, and Planned Parenthood themselves are crazy brainwashed too, and they can't even see the writing on the wall. Our Declaration of Independence states that everyone has the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in that order. And birth control and abortion and segregation and sterilization and pretty much everything that Margaret Sanger stood for went against this. As a country, we must, I think, return to the opposite of all that Margaret Sanger did to destroy and hurt women and to destroy and hurt babies and to destroy and hurt races. We must return to love. We must return to compassion, civility, kindness, sacrifice, and of course, God. God is pro-life. God is the author of life. And if we submit to him, we will find eternal life. People love justice. And the Bible is so clear that God is a God of justice. He will get justice for these things. So we need to turn back to him and seek his mercy. I'm actually very happy that the Planned Parenthood of Greater New York is removing the name of Margaret Sanger from their building and from their legacy. I'm glad they are seeing her problematic racial foundations. I'm glad they're seeing her problematic eugenic roots. I'm glad they're seeing these things. That is a great step in the right direction that can't be overlooked. And so it's a good step in the right direction that we can't overlook. However, we will say in closing here that we need to take the next step. Okay, racism is bad. Eugenics is bad. But why is eugenics bad? Because it treats people like trash. It takes away their free will. It takes away their dignity. It doesn't see them as human. It doesn't treat them as human. But neither does abortion. Abortion on demand says that we can just get rid of human life if it's inconvenient to us. We can get rid of human life if we don't want it right now and we choose not to. Planned Parenthood, you guys have heard that people went undercover there and showed live cameras of them admitting that they sell baby body parts for money after abortions. And frightening, sickening, unethical, evil things are happening in that organization. So it's great that they're admitting racism and eugenics is bad, and it is, but they need to admit that murder is also wrong. Murder of innocence. An entire generation has been wiped out thanks to abortion and Planned Parenthood, and that is something that God will not overlook. That is something we will never overlook. We will never stop speaking out about. We will never be quiet about. We are going to stand up for those who have no voice of their own until people see the errors of their ways. And even if they don't, we're still going to speak out on it because it's the right thing to do. We must stand up for all life, especially those who are being killed who are innocent, like the babies in the womb. If you found this episode helpful today, please share it with others. Let's get this word out there about Margaret Sanger and who she really was. Also, if you want even more information on this, check out our long articles that we have written on this. We cite all of our sources. You can find our articles on thecatholictruth.org, which is our website. You'll also find many videos there as well. You can also find our videos on YouTube, which is Catholic Truth. That is our YouTube channel. And you can also check out our other podcasts that we've already recorded on many other subjects. If you like this, please subscribe to this podcast because we have so many more podcasts coming out on so many more subjects that will be of interest to you, because here at Catholic Truth, we speak the truth without compromise and without apology. Thank you to all our patrons who support this and make this possible. We pray for you every day, and we ask you to pray for us in return. May God bless you.